Audio generation, PFGR 4, 4.
I am Maya. Have you ever noticed that some people love to save every penny, while others prefer to spend? Or maybe your family has different priorities than your friend's family. Today, we are looking at why our money behaviors differ and how we can all become better informed consumers. Our habits are like a thumbprint. Everyone's is unique. Understanding our habits helps us make better decisions for our own lives and helps us be more respectful of others.
I am Liam. We will explore the many factors that affect our choices. From our family values and culture to the stage of life we are in, there are so many reasons why we do what we do with our money. Whether you are living in a busy city or a small town, your economic context matters. Everyone's situation is unique, and in a respectful and inclusive environment, every perspective is valued.
I am Chloe. I will show you how to tell if something is reasonably priced. Before you click buy or hand over your cash, you need to develop a critical eye. We're going to learn how to spot marketing bias and how to compare quality so you get the best value for your hard-earned money. Being a smart consumer is like being a detective.
And I am Noah. I will show you that saving isn't just about putting coins in a jar, it's also about how we treat the world around us. You can save money by reusing, upcycling, and simply taking care of what you already have. It's good for your wallet and great for the planet. Let's look at why we do what we do with our money.
The relationship between spending and saving is like a seesaw. If you spend more today, you have less to save for tomorrow. But how we balance that seesaw is affected by many things. For example, our culture and family values might teach us that saving for the whole family is the most important thing. Or our stage of life might change our priorities. An adult might save for a house, while you might save for a new bike. Other factors like income, health, and even social inequalities play a role too. Some communities might face higher unemployment, which makes saving much harder. It's important to remember that no two families have the same financial situation. Some people also choose to spend more on products that are better for the environment. By being aware of these factors, we can create a safe and inclusive space where everyone's financial journey is respected.
When you do decide to spend, you want to make sure it is a good purchase. To determine if something is reasonably priced, you need to use your detective skills. First, compare the prices and the quality of similar products. If one toy is $5 and another is $10, is the $10 one actually made better? Second, read consumer reviews. What are other people saying? Did it break right away? Third, look for bias in marketing. Companies spend a lot of money on ads to make you think you need something when you really just want it. They might use bright lights, happy music, or limited-time deals to make you rush. Habitually considering these factors helps you get the best value. A pro tip is to wait 24 hours before buying something you want. This gives you time to think critically instead of just reacting to an ad.
Now, let's talk about saving without a bank. Saving can be achieved by using less, sharing with friends, or reusing old items. Have you ever heard of upcycling? That's when you take something old, like an empty jar, and turn it into something new and cool, like a pencil holder. Another major way to save is by caring for your possessions. If you keep your shoes clean and organize your toys, they will last much longer and won't need to be replaced. This is a huge pro for the environment because it means less waste goes to the landfill. Whether your community is going through a tough economic time or a boom, these habits of caring and reusing will keep you steady. It shows you are responsible and that you value what you have.
Becoming a better informed consumer is a lifelong journey. It starts with understanding yourself, your needs, your values, and your habits. By examining why you want to spend or save, you take control of your financial future. Motivation comes from knowing that every dollar you save or spend thoughtfully is a step toward the life you want to lead. By being inclusive and respecting that everyone has a different financial story, we build a stronger and kinder community. Take a look at the value challenge in your lesson today. Can you find three things in your house that you can reuse or upcycle? We are so excited to see you use your consumer awareness to make great choices. Keep learning, keep saving, and remember that you have the power to make smart decisions every single day.
And finally, remember that being a smart consumer isn't about being perfect. It's about being thoughtful. It's okay to make a mistake and realize later that something wasn't a good purchase. That's just a learning experience. The goal is to build a habit of questioning and comparing. The more you do it, the more natural it becomes. You'll start to see marketing bias everywhere, and you'll feel proud of the money you save through upcycling and caring for your things. You're not just a student. You're a leader in the making. We've enjoyed exploring the world of money with you. Keep those detective hats on, and we'll see you in the next series where we'll explore even more about the world of finance.
Previous lesson, back to course.